Thought I was waking up in an alternative universe this morning because I saw that BWS has decided to support Dry July. That's right. The liquor store is supporting the sobriety month. Something doesn't seem to add up. Michael Thorne can help us out. He's from the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education. That's called FAIR. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
Why is BWS supporting Dry July?
Damn good question. I think the only reason they're doing this is to promote their brand, promote their products, and sell more alcohol and other products for their share, their owner, Woolworths.
Now, I'll tell you what, it's a publicity stunt, isn't it, Michael? Because it's got you and I talking about it, but it just doesn't make any sense. It's like a smoke-free month being sponsored by Winfield.
Well, what a great idea there, Ollie. Exactly the sort of thing that some of these addictive industries love to get involved in. They clearly need to build their social license to operate, and they seek out these sorts of marketing partnerships with what we might could call a good public interest organisations like Dry July, who are doing terrific things raising funds for cancer sufferers, and they associate themselves with them and try and build credit for their own businesses. Whereas, you know, the truth is, of course, that they are simply trying to build their own markets and profit from these relationships.
Now, Dry July, of course, is a charity that raises funds for people with cancer. Should they have rejected the sponsorship opportunity here from BWS?
Well, I've called on them to do that, and I'd like to think that they are having a serious think about walking away from this relationship, as they should.
I've just got a text message from Joe, who just has asked, is there any difference, though, than, say, Hungry Jack's or McDonald's sponsoring our AFL clubs?
Well, of course, the foundation is involved in a number of campaigns, and the association of these unhealthy commodities with another kind of thing that the public is very interested in, and that is sport, is a highly contentious issue. And again, I think there are strong arguments to suggest that those sorts of businesses, be they alcohol, gambling or junk food, shouldn't be associated with things like sports or fundraising for cancer victims. Because it's one, unethical. Two, it's simply seeking to promote the sponsor's own interests. And three, I think it does harm to kids in particular. We know in the case of things like Hungry Jack's backing the footy or alcohol brands backing the footy, that encourages the purchase of those brands and the consumption of more alcohol or that junk food.
Michael, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, mate.
He's the chief executive at the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education, FAIR. Is it fair? Is it right that BWS is sponsoring Dry July? I mean, the advertising sponsorship market's pretty difficult. People know that business is tough. But you just take anybody's money, or should Dry July turn around and say, BWS, thank you, but no thank you?